The Mystery of the Spirit Hovering Over the Waters by Moses Lushiku of Dominican Republic Congo 23. This is a testimony about an experience that is unforgettable to me. It was on a Wednesday, the 27th of December 2017. I was laying on the bed according to the recommendation of the doctor who told me to rest because I was not in good health. On that day, everybody went to church and I was alone at home. I had just checked the blood pressure and it was high. I was worried and wondering how could I be sick just like that. I was lying there when suddenly the ceiling of my room turned to a huge screen. I began to hear the voice of the Lord emanating from the screen. While the Lord was speaking, I could see in images what He was talking about. On the screen, the Lord said to me, "Children of man, you are asking many questions. You want to know how to fear me. You are trying to understand how to get closer to me. Today is your answer." I was surprised because the Lord knew that I was sick, but He did not mind that I was in a state of weakness. He was more focused on what He came for. In this conversation with the Lord, I noticed that He was using a language of images and pictures. He took me back to Genesis in order to teach me how to get closer to Him. The Lord said, "The mystery of intimacy with the divine can be traced back to the creation. Behold, Son of Man, I was moving in the emptiness in the shape of a missile of fire. I was moving in an empty space and cosmos in alternative rhythm. Here I was in an empty cosmos like someone who had nothing to do. Was it just a casual walk or ride through space? No. I was inspired by the emptiness of the infinite space. In the name of my infinite wisdom, I was generating all kinds of imagination in order to harmonize my works that were to spring from emptiness and nothingness. On the other hand, this is to demonstrate to my children that true faith, that from infinite the foundation was laid down despite emptiness. That out of nothing comes to the hope of giving shape to a perceived future." Job 26:7 AKJV. He stretches out the north over the empty place, and hangs the earth on nothing. Beloved, the Lord said to Job in Job 38:4-6 AKJV, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if you have understanding. 5. Who has laid the measures thereof, if you know? Or who has stretched the line on it? 6. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof?" Psalms 102:25 AKJV. "Of old have you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands." Then the Lord said to me, "Now children of man, understand the secret of my trip and movement in emptiness and space. I had to calculate the measure of the universe. I was imagining the matter from which I will center the initial beginning up to my creation. Then I created the great water, upon which I took the initiative of moving and hovering upon, in order to introduce a determined dispensation. It is written in Genesis 1 2-3 AKJV, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. 2 And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters." My hovering above the deep is where the origin of the notion of intimacy with me comes from. Closeness to me is a trip that the children of man will have to initiate. Therefore the children of man will have to understand the essence of my hovering above the great infinite deep. I had to expose and subject the deep water to fire, which is my nature. The deep water had to undergo a chemical reaction that you call evaporation. This must happen as a result of exposure to my fiery and burning nature. Son of man, evaporation must serve you as a lesson so that you can understand that if I were hovering above the water, it is because I wanted to be intimate with it so that I can transmit my energies to it. Then the Lord said, "The intimacy with me means getting closer to me so that you can be soaked with my divine energies, and when my divine energies are transferred inside a man, they will transform his character through the dynamism that will cause him to no longer be subjected to the demand of his Adamic nature manifested through the desires of the flesh." Philippians 3:21 AKJV. "Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like to his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself." John 15:4 "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me." Beloved, once we are exposed to the burning nature of the Lord, His energy will consume the Adamic tendencies and inclinations in us, and the flesh will die. The Lord said, "The one who gets closer to me receives my energies that disconnect him from his inclinations and cravings that are bound to his Adamic tendencies. This is where my force enters the hearts of men to transform them. There will be an abrupt change of behavior and nature in him in an integral way. This is the explanation of my fiery presence above the deep. This is the means by which water will separate itself by evaporation. A part of water from below went through transformation and evaporation from liquid state to gaseous state. This evaporated water mounted to the sky and constitutes the firmament and the heavens. And the water that failed to go through evaporation even after exposure to the heat of my presence will be brought down and used for the creation of the earth. Son of man, understand that the earth is a product of failure in regard to the heat of my presence. The heaven is the result of the water that accepted the transformation and went through evaporation as a result of the exposure to the heat of my flame. Beloved, when the Lord was hovering the surface of the deep, he was the burning flame that was heating the deep water. As a result, a part of the water went through the chemical reaction called evaporation. In order to give chance to the remaining water on the earth, the process should repeat itself again. There is a constant recycle so that the water that is still on the earth will accept evaporation. It can then follow and join the one that is already part of the firmament and the heavens. I mean, in the past, the water formed beneath had experienced failure because it has failed to evaporate, but the water from above that came from evaporation was used for the formation of heaven. It is written in Genesis 1:7-8 AKJV, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. 8 And God called the firmament heaven. The Lord said, the earth is created from the water below that is flawed, faulty and a failure. The earth is a product of deficiency and defectiveness. That is why the earth was void and shapeless. Yet the heavens have accepted the water that rises up through evaporation. The Lord God said to me, it is written in the book of Moses that a vapor shall arise from the earth and will water the whole surface of the ground. Genesis 2:6 But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. This means that only those who basked in the heat of God's presence and are evaporated to heaven can come down to water the whole earth with heavenly blessings. The Lord said to me, this is the law of transformation. I work where this principle is respected. I needed the creation of a man drawn from the earth as a copy, who is supposed to go through the baptism as a sign of renewal and then the baptism of fire for purification. These are the words spoken by the Lord. It is a miracle that I even managed to keep them in my memory. This happened on December 27, 2017 at 5 p.m. Beloved, in the book of Revelation 17:15 AKJV, and he said to me, the waters which you saw, where the horse sits, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. When the Lord is moving above the surface of the waters, this is the image of God's presence among his people. The evaporation is a prophetic message of the rapture. God is a burning fire. When he enters in contact with the deep water, which is his people, there must be evaporation resulting from the heat of the burning flame of God hovering over the water that symbolizes his people. The evaporation is the transformation and purification of the people who will then rise up in the rapture. When God enters in contact with his people, there is always a change of state. When he was above the deep water, it evaporated because of his flame. Evaporation is a change of state from liquid to vapor. In order to be caught up in the rapture, we must be exposed to the heat of God's presence, which is the baptism of fire for purification. God's presence, which is a flame, must change our state, just like when the deep was exposed to the burning flame, which is the nature of God. The baptism of fire is supposed to burn the carnal, sinful, sensual desires, tendencies, inclinations, and cravings of the Adamic nature in us and replace them with God's divine characteristics, abilities, holiness, and righteousness. The more we are exposed to the presence of God, the greater the change in us. If you used to love a particular sin, when you linger in his presence, you will have a sudden distaste of it because of God's presence. Beloved, the water that goes up is the water that went through a change. The people that will rise up in rapture are the people that have been changed by the burning presence of God. Their Adamic tendencies will have been destroyed through the baptism of fire. We enter God's presence in many ways, whether through prayer, Bible reading, worship. Even preaching and hearing the preaching of God's word ushers us into his presence that will change us. A Christian who is proud, hateful and worldly cannot claim to be living in God's presence, because God's presence causes the change whereby we lose Adamic tendencies. God led the children of Israel through the wilderness. In the day he was leading them by the pillar of cloud, and in the night, he was leading them by the pillar of fire. The cloud brings down the water on the earth, which represents provisions, blessings, and prosperity. But the fire represents purification. There is two dispensation, the day and the night. The day was the old covenant with the pillar of cloud, but we are living in the prophetic night of darkness on earth in which the pillar of fire is at work. This is the time of purification through fire. 1 Peter 1:6-7 AKJV, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. 7 That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found to praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Beloved, The Lord's flaming presence is among his people, but only the water and the people that will accept change will be evaporated and caught in the rapture. For our God is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29, who makes his ministers a flame of fire. Hebrews 1:7.